Hi, everybody. This is an energy update for the month of March. The major theme for this month is extreme shifts in consciousness with the promise of truth. Many people are calling this year the year of disclosure, the year of revealing the truth. But it doesn't just mean the truth about ETs. It also is about the truth about ourselves. And in the months of January and February, a lot of people really struggled with all the emotions that they were going through and the emotions of the world. And for some of us, as we near the end of February and move into March, everything feels a lot lighter for us. With more disclosure promised to us and the promise of the truth, it does seem like at face value that the predictions and the prophecies that this is the year of disclosure seem to be accurate. But it's important that we manage our expectations on what truth we actually get. If we look at the world today, we have a lot of mixed views and opinions about anything related to ET, with some people believing that they are demons or some form of evil entity that mean to do us harm, and others believing they are perhaps our saviors, and others having completely different opinions. There is definitely a lot of fear and a lot of confusion and desperation for the truth. The reality is this is most likely a part of a larger plan. To gauge how prepared we are for some form of ET contact, with some people predicting and believing that we will have an ET contact experience in the next few years. My sense is that whatever is disclosed to us, if it hasn't already, as I am recording this a few days before March, is it's unlikely that it will be what we want it to be. And whatever is shared with us will most likely be a part of a larger plan to gauge how prepared we are for everything. It's very unlikely that the people who are responsible for disclosure will share everything at once. I do believe at the end of the day, releasing information that people are not prepared for will do more harm than good. And I have to believe that there are enough people that are behind this disclosure movement who are gathering this information and finding the best way to give us the truth, are attempting to do it in a way that will be easiest for all of humanity to accept, as we all come from different walks of life, different religious belief systems, different spiritual philosophies, and we will all accept this promise of new truth differently. I also don't believe this will be as catastrophic as some people would have you believe. I believe that the vast majority of humanity is far more prepared for the whole truth than they are giving us credit for. This promise of the truth through disclosure is escalating our extreme shift in consciousness because it is forcing us to see the truth. As a light has been shined on the darkness in the world that a lot of us knew existed, but didn't want to face. It has created this extreme shift in consciousness that has paved the way for this truth. The question to me isn't, are ETs real? The question is why are we reacting in the way that we are? Why do people insist that they're evil or that they're demons? And why do others insist that they only have good intentions? Well, from my own personal experience as a channeler and watching other channelers work, the information that's presented, for the most part, comes from a place of wanting to be of service, to help. My hope is that we don't just examine one side of things, that people also consider the information that has been channeled and shared that has come from these ETs before judging them based on the information that people say is the truth. A lot of channelers have shared some beautiful information that really does come from a place of being a service. And a lot of people who have had experiences with ET have made the claim that they have received a very profound, powerful healing that changed their life because of this contact. I think it would be naive and foolish to believe that every ET is an evil force that wants to do us harm. But I also think it's foolish and naive to believe that everything out there in the universe has only good intentions. With this promise of the truth, I think it's important that we look at all sides of the truth before drawing any conclusions on who or what ETs are, and determining whether or not they have positive or negative intentions. I'd like to close this energy update today by acknowledging that I wasn't sure that I would be giving this energy update. I'd definitely been thinking about it for the past couple days with everything that's been unfolding, and trying to decide if it was appropriate to do so. So I'd like to thank you for your time today, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one. Take care.